Good day.
Hey,
welcome,
everybody.
Welcome to Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
And of course, we are sitting here in the studio at the South Hamilton Institute of Technology,
otherwise known as Mohawk College.
Yeah, we can't say the other word on the air.
The college word?
No.
Oh. Okay.
The acronym. South Hamilton Institute of Technology.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
Dude, you went here. You didn't know that one?
Oh, no. I did not.
That's funny.
Well, you know, we didn't – we're as a music student, we are stuck back in the F-Wing. We didn't really get out and enjoy they don't let us out of the F-Wing to mingle with the regular students. So.
Yeah, you might scare the straights.
Yeah, exactly.
Good call.
Anyway, this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. We are on Indy 101.5 here at Mohawk College in Hamilton, and it is air-conditioned in here, thank goodness, and
yes.
The power has not gone out.
Fortunately.
So we're very happy about that.
I have been here when the power was out, and it was a boring and kind of scary 15 or 20 minutes.
I imagine it'd be a little spooky, too.
Yeah.
All right, yes. I just got a message from a friend of ours to remind that the other Mohawk thing is also Slowhawk, which isn't the nicest thing. But this is a great school, by the way. Let's just get out there. I am a graduate of here, and I'm proud to say that. It was a great program.
He graduated the music program and the umbrella opening program. So,
yes, you
know,
yep.
Good on
him. All right. So we started off. So tonight's show is we're hoping that some of you out there will call in and tell us a little story about that time at the movies or something that happened.
In fairness, we're also just hoping you're out there.
Yes, we're hoping you're listening. We have established in previous shows that there's probably more than one person listening.
Yes.
That's as much as we know. Anyway, we started off the evening with never-ending stories. So we don't want any never-ending stories. We want short stories, but they're
fun. Unless it reminds you of the time your horse died in a bog, then maybe we want to hear that one.
Yeah.
Toward the end of the show, though. So
yes.
Call in later.
So let's start things off. So the first story we're going to talk about here was sent to me by my good friend Angela Muri, and she described a time when she went to see Ferris Bueller's Day Off when she was in university studying French, and she was actually in Quebec, the La Belle Provence, and during the scene in the parade where Ferris Bueller starts singing Twist and Shout, the whole theater got up and danced.
That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it's like, you know, any movie can be audience participation if you work hard enough, right? So anyway.
But did he get up and sing Donka Shane first?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Well, and that would be appropriate. Donka Shane is German, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was France, or it was Quebec, so they wouldn't be speaking
to
French.
That comparison these days.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so here we go. Twist and Shout by the Beatles from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, courtesy of Ange Muri, right here on Indy 101.5 and Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
You look so good.
Soundtrack show. There we go.
Mark, how many times I got to tell you not to sing along at the end? You're going to scare our listener away. Anyway.
It's audience right. Participation. I'm participating. What more do you want to do?
All right. So, again, thanks, Ange, for that story about Ferris Bueller and Twist and Shout. So, tonight's show is that time at the movies. That's what we want to hear your stories.
Your significant experience, not necessarily at the movies. It could be of watching a movie at home, something that sticks with you. It's a significant part of your life.
Yeah, a reason why a particular movie is near and dear to your heart for some ulterior reason that it's just a great movie, you know, that kind
so
of thing.
So if you want to call in, we would love to hear from you.
Yes, the number is 905-575-1628. I know using the phone is like kind of passe. Nobody likes to make phone calls anymore.
I don't think anybody knows how to use the damn phone anymore.
But try to remember how to work the phone and give us a call at 905-575-1628. Or you can go on Facebook and you can find us at Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5 on Facebook, and you can message us through our Facebook page.
Yes.
If you don't want to talk on the air or you don't like talking on the phone, you can do that instead.
So we wanted to mention too. So again, it can also be if you have a great first date story or a bad first date story, but it's attached to a movie, we'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to tell one that has to do with home video. Not necessarily the night of the movies, but it was significant for a technical reason. So if you think back to the date, October 21st, 2015. Now, of course, if you're a fan of the show, you know that one of my favorite movies would happen to be Back to the Future. And if you know the storyline from Back to the Future, that's the day that Doc and Marty came forward in time, which was a significantly different 2015. And I know I'm not alone when I say I feel ripped off about that.
Yeah, I still, you know, no hoverboards.
No flying cars.
No 80s cafe with holographic Michael Jackson serving you drinks.
Yeah, holographic Michael Jackson, who was also very Max Headroom-y.
Yes. Anyway.
No, that would have been fun. Anyway, so my daughter Laurel and I are sitting on the couch. We're watching the first movie in the series, Back to the Future 1. And I was on my old LG 42-inch plasma screen TV. Thing lasted 10 years. I was very happy with it at that point. But I guess there's a frequency change in the color or the pattern or the electrical charge in the movie. So at the climax of the film, the lightning hits the clock tower, shocks Doc, hits the hook on the DeLorean. DeLorean disappears. As soon as the lightning hits and you see the lightning, you hear it, my TV blew up. There was a big blinding blue flash at the back of the TV, and then
nothing.
You could still hear it.
Yeah.
I could hear what was going on. The audio still worked, but the plasma screen blew.
Crazy. How's that going to? How do you explain that? Other than you know, I think the world works. The world works in mysterious ways. The universe is always out there,
making
us scratch our heads. Things that make you go hmm, as Arsenio used to say. Anyway, so from Back to the Future to go along with Mark's Back to the Future story, there's only one song we can play, and that is
it'd be the Huey Lewis and the News number, "The Power of Love." And this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show in Indy 115.
Harder.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid you're too darn loud.
Oh, how can Huey Lewis be too darn loud? That's like impossible, I think. Especially because I think Huey Lewis is deaf now, so I don't
think he could ever.
He's
getting there.
Yeah, anyway, on the phone here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 105, we have Kareem, who used to do a number of shows on this station. He used to run Jazz in Session, and before that, I think some other his show might have been called something else, but it was always to do with jazz. And he's a great friend of our show, and he has a story for us. So we're going to hopefully get him on the air.
Kareem, you there?
I'm right here, Mark.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Welcome in.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the whole theme tonight being, you know, movies and memories associated. Well, at first I was struggling. Oh, do I have a good story? Do I have a story? But then I remembered how, you know, when I'd be, you know, sent home from elementary school or Montessori school, you know, for my misbehavior and all that, including shutting down the whole computer lab, well, I would be sat in front of the TV to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas, even if it was the spring or the fall or whatever it was. That was always the movie that was put on when I was sent home from school.
The moral of the story, I guess they were hoping you'd learn a lesson from Charlie Brown and Linus, I guess. I don't know. Charlie Brown and Linus never
so
shut down the computer lab.
In that movie.
There are.
Well, it came out in 1964, which is a few years before most computer
labs. Yes, that's true. All right. So before we play some music from Charlie Brown Christmas, can you, Kareem, tell everybody that may have remembered you from your other show here on Indie 101.5 what you're doing these days and how we can, you know, check out what you're doing online? I know you're a little further away to check out live, but.
Yes. So now I'm actually in Kingston at Queen's University's radio station. I'm a journalist there at CFRC.
Right on.
So you can find it online. Yep, CFRC.ca.
University Radio. He's moving up in the world from college radio.
From college radio. All right, man. Well, it was great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for listening to the Soundtrack Show here on ND101.5.
Thank you. You guys are always a blast to listen to. Keep it up.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Take care. Here it is. We got Linus and Lucy from the Charlie Brown Christmas Special on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5. So Linus and Lucy from Charlie Brown Christmas Special and all the Charlie Brown Christmas Specials, but that version was the...
That was the piano guy's version of the Charlie Brown medley. So the Linus and Lucy theme makes up the bulk of that song, but it's actually, in fairness, it's not the original.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a great version, though. All right, so we have another caller. Two callers, Mark. Two callers. That means at least two people were listening.
And that breaks our record of one.
Yeah. So. 100% improvement. All right, so on the phone, we're just going to bring him up here and see if he's there. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. So,
this is Jeff, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Yes, this is the second-time caller. All right, so this is Jeff from Cinema Time Capsule calling us, and he has a story. Well, I'll let Jeff tell it. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, my two favorite movie theaters in Hamilton, one was at Limeridge Mall, and one was at the Center Mall. Do you guys remember those ones?
We do.
I've heard tell that the Lime Ridge one is still there. It's just buried behind the food court.
Oh, I think that was Famous Players, and yes. This is where the story takes place. I was 7 years old, and do you remember something called Sneak Previews?
Was it a TV show?
No, I'm just meaning like in terms of like they used to have sneak previews.
Yeah, they don't call them sneak previews anymore. They just call them previews now.
Exactly. Yes. So there was a sneak preview in Hamilton for The Karate Kid. And anyone that took karate got to go for free. But the catch was you had to wear your gi.
Cool.
So my uncle was a sensei at the time. And he told me about it. He took me down there. I was all in my gi ready to go. And I went down there and there was about 200 or 300 kids in gis. And we all got into The Karate Kid. And it was probably my greatest moment at a cinema ever. And it became one of my favorite movies. It was just so exciting to me.
That's awesome. What is your opinion on the, have you seen the new Cobra Kai show?
Yeah, I'm not really into that, you know, the newer, you know, the reboots and stuff like that. I just kind of like the old stuff and, you know, rewatching that 50 to 70 times is okay with me.
Right on.
I don't need new content. Just give me the old stuff.
Just reruns for you, right?
Exactly.
All right, man. Thanks so much for calling, and folks out there listening, check out Cinema Time Capsule on Facebook and also the podcast. I think you can get the podcast wherever podcasts are available.
I need at least one more listener.
Yeah, I think the Cinema Time Capsule is kind of on hiatus right now for the summer, but hopefully something will be happening in the fall. Is that correct?
I hope so, and stay tuned. There'll be a sneak preview. Can you guys play something from The Karate Kid for me?
We will certainly do that. We've got Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
It is Bananarama.
Oh, Bananarama. All right, I just wanted an excuse to say Bananarama again. All right, thanks again,
thanks,
Jeff.
Guys.
All right,
have
take
a great
care.
Night.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, from The Karate Kid, Cruel Summer by Bananarama, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show
on Indy 101.5.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy.
song.
All right. From the files of the soundtrack show, we have... So that was the Police Squad or the Naked Gun theme or Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad, because Police Squad was like the TV show that Naked Gun was based off of.
You know what the biggest crime of that whole thing was?
What was that?
The Police Squad show only lasted 7 episodes.
Oh, yeah? So all 7 episodes probably are about the same length as all 3 movies.
Probably. But it's sad because it's such a brilliant TV show. It's so funny, and it's, for whatever reason, it didn't catch on until later on.
Until they made a movie out of it with Leslie Nielsen. So,
three of them.
Well, 33 and a third of them.
Yes.
Anyway, so here's a story about time at the movies. Mark was there. Mark and I and our friend Jason had just seen Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad. And I actually not 100% sure which theater it was in Hamilton. Back in the old days, there were many theaters that were just one theater, like one room theaters. There was the Tivoli, but I don't think it was the Tivoli.
No, Tivoli's too old.
It may have been like the Playhouse, but I don't think it was always called the Playhouse.
The Playhouse at that time was not playing normal movies.
Yeah, no, that's right. So then, but it may have been the one on Ottawa Street. I think there was another one downtown, though, that was like the Tivoli. The Avalon, maybe?
The Century.
That was probably what it was.
The Odeon. The Odeon was in where the Lincoln Alexander Center is now.
Oh, you know what? For sure that's where it was. Because there were steps coming down from it. That's what I remember. Right. So as we exited the theater, already in a very silly, giddy mood from just watching a hilarious movie.
And we were all about 14 or 15.
Yeah, probably. Maybe even a little younger. Walking down the street, or should I say dancing down the street, in the middle of winter, comes this gentleman with a ghetto blaster on his shoulder and short shorts dancing down the street. This guy was kind of a fixture of the downtown Hamilton at the time, but we were already very, like I said, giddy from the movie. And as we walked down the steps and along, Jay looked back to watch this guy dance some more, and he was so fascinated by this guy dancing in the middle of winter at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, that he failed to see the parking meter that he walked straight into, which of course made us laugh even harder. So, you know, that was definitely a great memory that goes along with that movie. So we played the theme, and now we're going to play another song that is featured in the movie, although it's a different version in the movie, but what the heck. We have Something Good by Hermits Hermits right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
In the 101.5.
Just the
Kermit's from sort of, and I'm into something good from Naked Gun. So Simon, before the song, told about a childhood memory of us having seen the Police Squad movie.
Yep.
And this, let me set the stage. The date is June 23rd, 1989. 1989, if you were around at the time, is also known as the Year of the Bat. Because that's when suddenly their Batman logo was on everything. You had shoes and posters and T-shirts and...
Because that's when the Michael Keaton Batman came out, right? Yes. The Tim Burton directed Michael Keaton as Batman, that's Bruce Wayne, Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Yes, the world realized you could make money off of comic book movies because up until that point we had The Punisher and Captain America and the crap that Marvel was sharing out at the time.
Yeah.
That went straight to video.
Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher.
It would have been mildly interesting if they didn't call it The Punisher. Either way.
Yep.
So in the days pre-internet and when before you could buy your tickets online in advance, if you wanted to go see a movie like this opening night, you saw it live. You went to the theater and you
lined up
for hours. So I remember, I don't think you were with, you were working that night.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it the opening night.
So I went with our friends Brandon and Alex and then a bunch of other friends of theirs. And we stood in line, bought our tickets like 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the 9 o'clock show. So we were the second group to go in and see it. And they were actually doing one other one after that of going to see Michael Keaton and Batman, which...
Mr. Mom.
Beetlejuice. I quite liked the movie. It didn't live up to the hype, but nothing could.
No.
It could have been the most amazing thing in the world, but they hyped this thing up for months and months and months. And
looking back, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coolest Batmobile.
For sure. Best Joker.
Yes.
Heath Ledger is great, but come on.
It's not Nicholson.
Yeah.
So, from the soundtrack to Batman 1989, I'm going to play this one. It's Little Prince. Did a fantastic rest of the soundtrack, but this is a great one. And it's about Nicholson. So it's called Party Man. And this is Mark and Simon's soundtrack show on...
Indie 101.5.
Gentlemen!
Let's broaden our minds.
Lawrence?
I rock the party, I rock the house.
Tell.
Oh, yeah. Prince and Party Man from the Batman soundtrack.
Jeff just texted me again, who was just on, and he reminded me that McDonald's had a special burger or something when Batman came out. Like, I don't know, it was called the Bat Burger or the McBat Rib. I don't know. But anyway.
I'd go for a McBat Rib right now.
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds good. I haven't had supper yet. I could go for a McBat Rib. Anyway, so our friend John Miore from Survival Zombie Films wanted to share a story, but he didn't have a chance to call in tonight, so he pre-recorded it. The use of technology, my goodness. Yes. So we're gonna hear from John right now.
Hey, Mark and Simon. It's John Miore from Survival Zombie Films. I've got a movie-going experience I'd like to share with you. I was only 15 years old when I saw the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre in a theater for the first time. I knew the manager, so it wasn't hard to get into his midnight showing. He even ran around the theater dressed as Leatherface with a real chainsaw. I slept with the lights on that night. A memorable experience. Have a great show, guys.
All right, John, thanks for sending that in.
You'd get arrested these days if you try to stunt like that.
Yeah. You know what? Before we go on, I just wanted to mention, because, you know, we haven't done a very good job of reminding people of the phone number. So if you want to call in and share your story, we still have, 20 more minutes?
Give or take.
Yeah, a little bit less. But 905-575-1628. I'll say it again. 905-575-1628. If you go to our Facebook page, I'm sure that we included it in one of the recent posts as well, so you can look it up there. Anyway, please do call in. So John's story about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, thanks for that again, John, and it was a great story. We didn't really find anything interesting to play from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre soundtrack.
Not that wasn't played by Black and Decker.
Yeah, and or still, anyway. I don't know if John's a fan of the 2022 remake or not, but lots of people who are fans of the original are not fans of the 2022 version. So I thought we'd stay away from that. So I thought we'd get a little creative. There's a movie called Summer School with
Carl Reiner film, brilliant.
Mark Harmon Mark Harmon gets stuck teaching summer school, and to get the kids in his class to pass, he kind of gives each one of them. He says, "Okay, if you pass and you study and you try your best and you pass, then I'll do this for you and I'll do this for you." And two of the guys are Chainsaw Massacre fans.
They're called Chainsaw and Dave.
Yeah. And they want their thing, if they're going to do this study thing, they want to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre in school. So they watch Chainsaw Massacre as part of their curriculum, I guess, in the summer school. So from the movie Summer School, which includes part of Chainsaw Massacre, we are going to have the Godfather Soul himself, James Brown, and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag right here on Indie 101.5 and Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Hit it.
Got a brand new bag. And this is crazy to see.
A little bit of James Brown there tonight on the Soundtrack Show with Mark and Simon right here on Indie 101.5. And tonight we're gathering stories about times at the movies where something interesting happened to you or something funny happened to you or some memory that lasted a long time and that you still think about these days. And I want to thank our callers, Jeff and Karim, and I want to thank Ange and John Miori for sending in stories in other ways. And if you have a story you want to share with us, you can give us a call at 905-575-1628, and we'll get you on the air. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell a little story, a movie memory of my own.
All right.
So what year did Wayne's World come out, Mark? Do you know?
I want to say 91.
Yeah, so that sounds about right. So 1991, Canada's Wonderland was owned by Paramount at the time. It had been for a couple of years. It used to be, at the time, we called it Paramount Canada's Wonderland.
Yes.
And the park was decked out with a lot of movie stuff. The one roller coaster, they call it Fighter Town now, I think, or something like that. It was Top Gun originally. And as you waited in line, there were you could watch scenes from the movie. And there was a spot where they had some movie cars, including the Mirthmobile, which is Wayne and Garth's Gremlin. They had
Pacer.
A replica of it. Pacer, that's right. Same car. But yes, it was a Pacer. You're right. And they played movie soundtracks over the park sound system. And when we were in 1991, we were nearing the end of our high school times, and there was a thing for high school graduates where you could get a busload of kids from your school, and you paid like a very small price compared to the regular entry of Paramount Canada's Wonderland, and you got on the bus and you drove to Wonderland and you got there just as the park closed. And they basically locked you in. You basically stayed at the park overnight for like 8 hours, and all the rides, like there was, everything was open and you could do all the stuff. And there was there was a dance thing going on, and it was basically like supposed to be a grad party, right, at Wonderland. So while we were waiting in line for Thunder Run, I remember Bohemian Rhapsody came on, and everybody, of course, had seen Wayne's World by now. Is a huge movie, and hundreds of teenagers that were all in the general vicinity, I think probably the whole park, just started singing along with with Queen and Freddie Mercury to Bohemian Rhapsody. And that was a direct result of Wayne's World being so popular. So from the movie Wayne's World, we have Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Didn't mean to make you cry. If little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
Will not let you go.
Let me go.
Will not let you go.
Let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Simon's on the helm tonight, and it really annoys me how he waited until the last minute to turn on the mic, so I couldn't sing along with the end.
Well, take it. Take a solo. Take a solo. A cappella. Come on.
Really,
you know all the words.
Matters.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry. I apologize, everybody.
It's okay. I am reminded, that song always reminds me of being back in the day. I was one of the few drivers in our group of friends, so everyone piled into my Celica back in the day, and I would crank the Best of Queen all the time. And we'd all sing along. Sometimes someone would be standing out the sunroof singing along too, like Dino at the theater.
Yeah. All right, so we're almost done for the night. While we were listening to Bohemian Rhapsody, there I remembered that Ange Miori, who sent us the story about Ferris Bueller earlier,
at the beginning of the show.
And then later in the show, we heard from her husband John about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So Ange sent me an additional story that I want to read to you now. It says, one time I had the flu and I was so sick, my boyfriend came by with some VHS movies to help me feel better. He chose to show me the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was so on edge the whole movie, I forgot I was sick. I also couldn't eat chili for the longest time. So
that's a gag from the second Chainsaw Massacre movie.
Yeah, so interesting, though, that she says her boyfriend, because, you know, I would have thought that that would be totally something John would do, would bring
John
Chainsaw Massacre
horror movies,
over.
So, yeah.
But interesting that she says her boyfriend. So maybe
so
there's
it's
a type, apparently.
Pre-marriage, or she has a type of...
Anyway, that can be maybe Angel call in another day. Anyway, Mark's going to take us home here for the evening. Go ahead, Mark.
So thinking back to significant movies in my life and the things that I remember about them... when I met my wife, Leslie, in 1995, that's right, and...
Yeah, don't get that one wrong, man.
I know it. Anyway, met her in 95. We went and saw a movie. The first movie date that we had was to see Toy Story.
Aww.
Which was cute.
Yes, very cute.
So we're going to close the show off tonight with this one from Toy Story.
All right. And before we do that, a couple things. Again, thanks to everybody who called in or sent in a story. That was super. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
We haven't recorded the show for a couple of weeks. We've had some technical difficulties, but that's going to get back happening tonight. And so you'll be able to check us out on Mixcloud if you want to hear some older shows or if you weren't able to hear the show.
There you go. So, next time we're doing...
I'm going to bring in my record player and some my record collection. We're going to get some vinyl happening next week.
Nice.
So.
Let's have some fun with that, shall we? Okay. Everybody, our friends, take off. Have a great week and be excellent to each other.
Good day, folks. And to end things off, we've got Randy Newman from Toy Story. You got a friend in me.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble. I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through. Cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too. Maybe, but none of them under. Wish the more sneaking play on it off, sibling. A little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too. Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. Friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Legally, we are CIOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton. Our legal name is CIOI, but you can call us Indy 101.5. Hamilton's home for alternative.
Everyone was like smoke from a cigarette.